Back to Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter of Hilchas Tefillah, the Laws of Prayer. In most standard Rambams, this will be on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Halacha Aleph. Asal Aladim Lavar Achar Beis HaKnesses B'Shoah Shatzibra Mispalalim. Person is not supposed to pass by the back of a shul during the time that the congregation is praying. Kena Yenosim Masui, unless he was carrying a burden, or that there were two doors, two entranceways to the shul, to the synagogue on both sides, on two different sides. Someone who sees him will say, perhaps he's going to go in to the other side. In other words, if you pass by the shul and don't go in, it looks as if you are being disrespectful. If you're carrying a burden, it's clear that you're in the middle of carrying a burden. That's why I'm not going in. Or, if it's possible that you went through another side, people will not suspect you of being disrespectful. Similarly, if there were two synagogues in the city, someone who sees you passing by one will say that he's probably going to the other synagogue which he's used to going to. If he's wearing tefillin on his head, he's allowed to pass by. Even if none of the previous conditions are in effect. The tefillin proved that he's pursuing mitzvahs. He's not someone who nullifies the prayers. He's a pious person by the fact that he's wearing tefillin. If you pray with the congregation, you shouldn't pray longer than necessary. But when he's praying himself, privately he can pray as long as he wants. If he wants to say after his prayers, even the long confessionary prayers of Yom Kippur, he can do so. Similarly, if he wants to add to each of the middle 13 blessings something that relates to the theme of that particular blessing, he may do so. Ketad, how so? Hayalo chola, if he had a sick person in his house or a sick person who he cared for, mevakashal of rachman birchas cholim, kifitach lashonu, he can pray for the divine compassion and the blessing of the sick according to the fluency of his language. If he needed a livelihood, he can add supplication and requests in the blessing of the year, which talks about earning a livelihood. And in a similar way in all of the blessings. If he wants to ask all of his needs in the prayer, he may do so. He shouldn't put in any requests either in the first three blessings or in the last three. Halacha Dalet. Asal Aladim Shiyitim Kluim Moshiyasim Locham Miachshel Amud Hashachar Chispalot Tfilah Shachris. A person is not allowed to taste anything or to do any work from dawn until he prays the morning prayer. Chen Lo Yashkim LePesach Haver Lishol B'Shlomo. He shouldn't go up to his friend's house and greet him. Kodim Chispalot Tfilah Shachris before he prays the morning prayer. He shouldn't go out on a journey before praying. But you are allowed to taste something and work before the afternoon prayer or before the additional prayer, musaf, or the afternoon prayer. But he can't have a meal before mincha. He can just taste, have a little bit of food, a bite, but not a meal. Once the time of mincha gedola arrived, that's a half hour after noon, he shouldn't enter a bathhouse, even if it's just to sweat. He's not actually going to bathe. Achis Paul until he prays. Shami Yisalafi Avat L'Menet Fila. Maybe he'll faint because of the heat in the bathhouse and he'll miss the prayer. Lolachol, he shouldn't go in to eat. Afilu Achila Sarai, even a small meal. Shami Yim Shech Bachila. Maybe he'll continue eating for a long time and miss Mincha. Lolachol, he shouldn't go in to judge a case. Afilu B'Gmar Din, even if it's the end of the case, he just has to issue the final verdict. Shami Yisasa Adin, perhaps the judgment will be will be contradicted, and he'll have to start all over again. V'yimshachit will take a long time. V'yivatel min ha'tefillah, and he will not pray. Chelo yeshuv v'nei ha'saper lispar, he shouldn't sit in front of a barber to get a haircut. Afilu tasper his head yot, even a plain haircut, not a really professional one. He shouldn't do this, such as foul till he prays. Shem yishav erzul, perhaps the shear will break. V'chonis l'bursi ki samach l'mincha, do not enter a tannery close to mincha. Achis bawal, before praying. Shem yu absent b'mlachto, when he sees the leather being processed there, his work, he may see there's something wrong with it. V'sasif bawal, become occupied with it. V'sakif min ha'tefillah, and he will refrain from praying. He'll forget to pray, and he'll miss it. If he did start one of these things, he does not have to interrupt. He doesn't have to stop. Elagomer, he finishes it. And afterwards he prays the mincha prayer. When is it considered the beginning of a haircut? When he puts the sort of apron that the barbers put on their customers, when he puts that on his knees. When is the beginning of the bath? When he takes off his undergarment that's close to his skin. When is the beginning of the tannery? When he ties the sort of apron between the shoulders. As the craftsmen do. When is the beginning of eating? There it is in Israel, from the time they wash their hands. For the Babylonians, when they loosen their belts, that was their custom. When is the beginning of the judgment? From when the judges put the talus over their heads and sit down. If they were already sitting, and now a new case comes before them. From the time that the litigants start to give their claims. So once we determine what the beginning is, we know that if you did start it, you can continue and pray afterwards. Halacha Zayin. Af b'shetfilas avos reshus, even though the evening prayer is non-binding, it's voluntary, still, a yavad memlachto v'yomer ochol miat v'ishin kima, a person shouldn't come home from work and say, let me eat a little bit, let me sleep a little bit, v'akach espalol, and afterwards I'll pray, shema tenas oso shena, maybe he'll be overcome by sleep, v'nimzi yoshin kol alayla, he'll be sleeping all night long. V'espal arvis, he should pray the evening prayer, v'akach ochol v'shoso yoshin, and afterwards he should eat, drink or sleep. Mutar l'staper l'chonis l'merchat samach l'shachris. You're allowed to take a haircut or go into a bathhouse close to the morning prayer. In other words, before the time of the morning prayer, right before it. Because this was decreed only next to the afternoon prayer. It's more common. Shirov am nechnasim sham b'yom. Most people go in there by day. The morning, which is not a usual thing, the rabbis did not issue a decree banning that. If one was studying Torah and the time of prayer arrived, you should stop and pray. If Torah was his whole occupation, he doesn't do work at all, and he was studying Torah during the time of prayer, and a posik, he does not have to interrupt it. The mitzvah of study of Torah is greater than the mitzvah of prayer. One who's involved in working for the public good, it's considered as if he would be studying Torah. One who is praying should not interrupt his prayer unless there's danger to life. Even if the king of Israel is asking of his peace, greeting him, he should not answer him. But he may interrupt for a non-Jewish king who may kill him. If he's in the middle of his prayer and he sees a non-Jewish king or a strong-armed person who could harm him coming towards him, he should hurry up and finish. And if he's not able, Yafsik, he should interrupt. When we say he should be a katzer, the Kesef Mishnah explains, it means he says only the first line and last line of each blessing, and he leaves out the middle part of the blessing. If he sees snakes and scorpions coming towards him, if they reached him, and it was the custom in that place that they were dangerous, they were poisonous, they bite and kill, then he interrupts and runs away. If their way was not to kill, in a posuk it does not interrupt. Women, slaves, children are obligated to say the Shemoneh Esrei, to pray. Any man who is freed of the Shema because of whatever the reason is, he's doing a mitzvah, or was just married and so on, if he's freed of the Shema, he's also freed of prayer, of Shemoneh Esrei. All of the people accompanying the dead at a funeral, even though the bed doesn't need them, they're not actually carrying the coffin. Nevertheless, since they are involved in the mitzvah of going to the funeral, they are freed of the obligation of saying the Shemoneh Esrei, of saying the prayer.